our review and our prior circumstance. In other words, with all the eclipse energy and so on and so forth, it's like, just think of like energy of completion. So you're sealing your fate, you're recommending yourself for higher counsel. So we're in the process of this like exploratory review that's really sort of going to rattle our cages and make us heaven sent. So the heaven sent is, it's like once, twice, three, shoot. It's like we sort of got it, we understand. Are you complete with the lesson? Raise your hand. Are you complete with the lesson? Raise your hand. So some of the energies that are being established are here to set our proxy. In other words, they're like here to help us complete the passage of time. In other words, do you get it? Are you like sure in that subject matter? Are you ready to turn the page? So what we're going to find is things coming just to really seal our fate. It's very important that we realize that like our name has already been written, our name has already been established in the new revival. So it's not that you're being left behind. It's not that you're being signaled out. It's like you're just reviewing everything so that you can stake your claim, so that you can move beyond, so that you can be convinced in your awareness, in your mind, that you're ready to travel onward. Because remember, there's really no other supervisor, judge, master that's ultimately separate from our own self, because separation is just an illusionary state. So it feels very helpful to call on higher counsel or higher benevolence. But in truth, we're the ones that say yay or nay. In other words, we are the ones that activate our promotion. We're the ones that graduate ourselves. So in other words, it's like, yep, she understands, she's got it. Ready to move onward. Excuse me. So as we will receive our divine counsel, so this is, it's like graduation ceremony. In other words, done, complete. I don't have to go through that lesson again. I don't have to kind of stick around, because sometimes we get a little, what would be the word, like complacent or comfortable, like I'll just sit here in the back of the class and just observe, or I'll just, you know, get comfortable learning this lesson. And sometimes we're actually past review. In other words, we've mastered it, oh, like time and time again. So sometimes things pass by just like one last time. Not that we need to be challenged, not that we don't understand, but so that we can conceive of that graduation. In other words, so we're convinced that we're done, so that we can move beyond. Because there's a little bit sometimes of like, it's a little bit more comfortable to stay put than to travel on, even if you're not particularly pleased with where you are. It's sort of like, okay, I'm going to be here for a little bit. Let me stretch out. Let me stretch my legs. Let me put my bags down. Let me get comfy. And so sometimes it's like change is overdue, where we need to really get it. Like there's nothing new to learn here. I've got it. So sometimes we need to be, they're saying impulse, but it's like receiving that message. It's like time to go, move it along so that we can move into justified pride. Now, justified pride is the new authority. It's the new beginning. So just imagine it's like you're closing one door as a new door is opening. So just imagine like a door on its way closing, a new door opening simultaneously, and you're in process. In other words, you're leaving the old, you're saying yes, thank you, paying the check, whatever appears, and you're welcoming the new. You're welcoming the new. So we want to receive that new energy, that new promotion with light. They keep saying justify pride, but it's like with that new understanding of self. So the new understanding of self is what's coming on board. And this brings us change. This brings us quickening. This brings us resolution, where we don't have to keep repeating the old vibration, the old lesson, where it's like something new. And so we want to join hands. So join hands is like join hands in celebration that we're ready for the revival. They keep saying revival, but this revival, it's like our true presence. Now this is, how do I explain this? Like, we've all adapted to circumstances. We've all been conditioned to the matrix, whatever you want to call it. So the revival is really a quickening of our true essence. It's a quickening of our heart. It's a quickening of who we are on a soul level that's been deprived. And when I say deprived, they're just showing me, like, if you like put a crease in a straw where like it the liquid can't flow through or the oxygen can't flow through. So in other words, our vibration, our true placement can't really arrive. And so when we allow that new focus, when we allow that new decision making, when we allow that new establishment, it's like some of us just glide into the new location. Some of us almost, it's like a wind gust that almost like pushes us a little bit. So you may kind of feel scattered, like you're kind of tumbling in or like almost tripping, but not. So again, it has to do with our tendency to avoid or our tendency to just sort of hang around. Or when I say complacent, it's not that you're not trying. It's like your mind just has like you just haven't gotten the memo that you've already succeeded. There's like nothing really new here. It's like hanging out in fifth grade like a couple weeks too long. And it's like, wait a minute, you know, this is where I came in. This is when I came into the movie. Like, I don't need to sit and watch it another time. So this is where we're allowing that like moment's pause to get our certainty. So our certainty is our relevance. Our certainty is we're done with that past conditioning. We're done with rote memory. We're done with just singing along to someone else's hymn. And so we're traveling onward. So as you will receive that breath of awakening, and so that awakening, so when I said, when they're saying awakening, when they're saying revival, it's like revival of your true presence, revival of your true energy, your true self, your true self. So there's this quickening. And sometimes that quickening is just going to feel lovely. Sometimes that quickening can feel a little bit like, I think I'm having anxiety. I think, you know, let me check my pulse or whatever it is, because it's light that we're learning to sing along to. Because remember, like the crease on the straw, where the energies couldn't provide, the energies couldn't engage. So we're working with more of our heavenly bliss. We're working with more of our discovery. And so it's almost like being like reacquainted with our natural self, be reacquainted with our heavenly bliss, and no longer slumbering. So the advantages of just following society or generational teaching or whatever it is you really don't have to think for yourself. You don't have to trust for yourself, because you're just doing what you're told. And so all of a sudden, it's like the blanket's being pulled, or our customary format, in other words, what we normally do, it's sort of like gone. So that's what the quickening is about. And that's where it's like, I gotta get like reestablished. I gotta get my footing. I feel like I'm about to trip. Like all of this, where's the answer key? Where's my daily ledger? Like, what am I doing? And what most importantly is, who am I? Who am I really? And what's really calling to me with delight? So here's what it's going to get really, really, really good. So it's like someone pulled the shades up and suddenly it's sun shining, and you're finding out that I don't want to be here, I want to be there, I don't want to be with this person, I want to be with that person, or I don't want to be with any person. I don't really want to be eating, drinking, attending to the activities, reading, what, like all of a sudden our true understanding of self is being birthed, and it's going to surprise us, expose us, rattle our cage, delight us. They're saying overthrow us, like, oh my gosh, boy, have I missed you, or hi, I've never seen you before. So again, think of revival, think of awakening, think of new accounting. So this is where we're allowing our new cycle, we're allowing our new gifting, we're allowing our new discovery of self to take hold. So I don't put this in words. It's subjects us to radical change. So radical change is just suddenly having the epiphany, suddenly realizing we've been following an old format. We've been following some degree of codependency where we're trying to get someone else's approval or someone else's attention, or it could be a person, it could be society at large, whatever it is. It's like we're awakening to our true agenda, because as light workers, we're here to bring forth a new resolution, to bring forth a new consciousness. So in order to do that, we are exciting. In other words, we are establishing that true information. And so it's light that's turning us on, that's signaling us, that's dictating to us. And so it's like we're all channeling a higher approach. And so that's going to come forth in all kinds of extremities. So in other words, for one person, you may suddenly have a new spiritual gift. For another one, it's like, oh, I can't do this anymore, whatever this may be. So we're wanting to allow that new, like, self-revelation and pay particular attention to our own sequencing, to our own reverberation, because this is where all of us, like on some level, like put ourselves out in the cold, sort of like, you know, you be quiet because I'm trying to listen to the teacher, the parent, or whatever it is. And so we sort of tuned out or became deaf to an aspect of self. So this is with courage that we're allowing our true engagement, full signaling, full homecoming, full reconciliation, and allowing that to stir. In other words, allowing our plate to be full. So our plate to be full is really listening to our own conversation. So this isn't the fear conversation. This is like the born again conversation. So this isn't religion. It's like a religion of your true self. So really honoring, really abiding, really listening, really having those conversations and honoring what you have sort of had some kind of deaf ear to. I'm just going to say it that way. But again, not in that you didn't want to listen. It's more so that it was almost like triage, like you had to prioritize first things first. So first things first is I need to get that outside approval. I need to get that outside help, support. I need someone to feed me. I need someone, whatever it is. So it's almost like dropping something that we just sort of forgot to take along, and we even forgot it was there. So it's simply a self-return. Now, the reason they're saying it's simply a self-return is so we feel like it's just user-friendly. It's very easy. It's like, oh yeah, I forgot those mittens. I forgot that natural gift. I forgot that aspect of myself, whatever it is. So we want to allow that true visioning to bring forth kindness to self. In other words, to bring forth love. And so love, again, is the master healer, and it's through the loving of self, through the honoring of self, that we turn on all lights. So just imagine you know, all the mansions in our true home. And it's like, oh, you know, let me turn on all the lights. So as we will allow that full ray of sunshine, so imagine turning on all those lights, and now just the way you would have like stars in the night sky, a full ray of sunshine, in that our way is lit. And so we're the ones in charge of like keeping like the fires burning, in that we're recognizing our light, we're attending to our light, and we're allowing that true innate wisdom to be heard, to be sung, to be recognized, to be employed, to be engaged in. So now as we're sharing this, I'm just seeing sparks return, and these sparks have like huge gifts with them, huge promises with them. So again, this is where you can go from 0 to 100, where you're suddenly speaking light language, where you're suddenly realizing, oh, I am a medium and after all, where you're suddenly allowing truth to be heard. So for somebody, it hurt too much to hear truth. You were like quite telepathic and you knew what someone was thinking and they weren't thinking such pretty thoughts. So you may have shut it down immediately because it was too painful. So this is where we don't need that linear learning curve, where it's like when you turn that switch, when you turn on that light, you're instantly engaged. So it's not that we're learning it from a linear stance. It's we're simply engaging. We're simply directing ourselves back to safe passage where we dropped our gifts from long ago. And so now we're declaring that freedom. We're declaring that, they're saying like bosom buddies. So just imagine like that spiritual aspect of you that's already divine, that's already lived in fifth dimensional awareness. It's really no big deal. You've been there many, many times. And so that bosom buddy recognition is, I'll just join hands again. I'll just walk side by side again. I'll just recognize what's always been. So they're saying this is what we're fated. In other words, this is what we're due. This is what is allowed. This is what is preferred. This is what is being offered. So remember again, we're leaving one door and we're walking into another. Leaving, walking in. Exiting, coming. Just the most natural occurrence. Having dropped something, having turned it off because it wasn't convenient to hear it, we're suddenly recalling, we're turning the light on, we're reestablishing. So it's just like you just run out of a house really quickly and you come back and it's like, oh, I forgot this, I forgot that, whatever. So you just self-adjust. You just go in and just establish everything and bring back harmony. So as we will allow our true revelation. So this is the inner revelation of what has been quite naturally all along. Just because we haven't been plugged in, just because we haven't been attending to our multidimensional apparatus, doesn't mean it hasn't been fully operating all along. We've just been tuning it out, which is a customary measure. This is very important. There was no error. Some of us went through quite they're saying stirrings, I would say traumatic exposures. My words were traumatic exposures. Someone else's words are stirrings. But the idea is to remember there's no error. In other words, our divine self had planned for it from long ago. When we took the incarnation, there was going to be this ebb and flow. So again, so there's some of us that are just where we want to be kinder to self. I'll say it that way. So again, no error. It's simply that now we open the ear chakras. Now we receive the light with delight. Now we stand under our full declaration. So we receive our multidimensional components. We receive all of our mansions. We turn on the light. We become bosom buddies with our true self. And we walk however you're receiving. You can have two people in a boat. You can walk bosom buddy. Whatever is self-pleasing, but just simply imagine that return of full memory is now afoot, is now engaged. I've got a Raggedy Ann and Andy. Apparently that was favorite as a child. So whatever is appearing, I see one person, two peas in a pod. So again, we just naturally, our higher self knows exactly how to turn on the light. So allow that light to be received. Allow that higher intelligence to be heard and established and sequenced forevermore. They just love that. Forevermore, like done, complete. Receive on all levels. Oh, am I still muted? Oh, I certainly hope not. It says I'm muted.
Now I hear you.
Oh, good, 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 good. Thank you. That would have been, I don't want to say sad, everything's divinely perfect. But anyway, thank you for confirming that you actually heard that. You would have heard it on a higher level regardless, but it's nice that you got the audio. So this is the point. You would have heard on the higher level because we're all connected. We're all tuning into that higher broadcast simultaneously. They're saying forevermore. It's very important that we understand that. Like we're afoot. This is going full forward regardless of prior digestion. So it's like once you say yes, once you raise your hand, once you say I'm in, you're they're saying tossing and turning, but they don't mean like in a bad way, in a forward motion way. So you're never alone, you're never without. There's someone that needs to know that. It's like, I think my guides forgot about me. So can't happen, not hardly. Okay, so that